Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about friends of the show, I don't know if there's any bigger friend of the show than Dennis Maniloff from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com, who joins us now in the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Hello, D-Man.
Hi, I joined you a minute ago, but you didn't hear me?
No.
No, he wanted to bash you.
No, heavens,
I got to
no.
tell you, as the first name in Baskin and Phelps, I respect and admire you for coming on this show each and every time.
Yeah.
You are a true and dear friend of the show.
Absolutely. Wonder Boy said some nasty things about you, but not me.
Wait, yeah, so you guys want to bash me? That's all right.
Not me.
No, not me either.
I've had your back this entire 35
You're the man.
Seconds.
You're the man.
All right, what do we got?
Do the Cavaliers end up with a player on the roster at the end of the night who's not on the roster right now?
No, I think that I think they're going to stay put, and I don't think any moves are going to be made either way, sending somebody out or bringing somebody in.
Interesting. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if something happens tonight, Dennis, even if it's as little as what happened last year where they buy a second-round draft choice.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I just don't think it will happen, given what's going on and in the front office. Now, as far as we know, Billups is not in. Is that correct?
As of last report, nothing's done there, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still confused by that whole thing. I just don't know how the Cavs are better without David Griffin. But, I guess you move on and figure it out. But, no, I can't imagine I could. Yeah, I could imagine a move made. I just don't see it right now in terms of player.
All right, I'm going to play a little word association with you here, D-Man. I think we can have some fun here. I'm going to say something. You tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, the way you feel about said thing. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Dan Gilbert.
Overbearing.
David Griffin.
Competent.
LeBron James.
Franchise.
Chauncey Billups.
Interesting.
Rainbows. I just threw something else out there. I just want to hear what you had to say.
Rainbows.
I just figured I'd throw
colorful.
Another word out.
Colorful.
All right, so what is, and I'm listening to what you're saying, I just wanted your immediate reaction. Give me the state of the franchise in the world of Dennis Maniloff.
A little bit of flux, I would think. I just don't get it, and I don't understand how this team is in this franchise is better without David Griffin. And I find the timing of his exit curious. The fact that it went down in a flurry on Monday when his contract was up on the 30th. And it happened on, what was that, the 20th? Or what is it, 18, 19, the 19th? So, I'm not necessarily buying that this was all just because of money. I wonder if there was philosophy involved, meaning Griffin wanted to go get a Paul George type, and Gilbert said, no, we're not doing any more of these deals. We're going to ride with what we have. And I base that on what he said, a week earlier or in the wake of the loss in the finals. He said, I'm content with the direction of the franchise. I think Gilbert wants this crew to play better. And instead of chasing, the next big name. So that's my opinion. Now, a lot of guys say it was money. It was just money and power, money and power, money and power. But I say if it was just money and power, why didn't it happen earlier? If Gilbert wasn't going to pay, why didn't he cut him loose earlier to give Griffin a chance to find a job somewhere else?
All right, let me spin the tables on you. What if Dan Gilbert thought I want to make moves here. We should be really aggressive in making moves. And Griff was the one who said, I like this team. I think it just needs a little tinkering. Would that change your thought process on this?
Yeah, that's possible, Jeff, I guess. But I just think that based on, you know, Griffin's past where he has seemed to be aggressive, and I'm just, again, my theory or my thought here, my opinion, not based on sourcing, but I just feel like when Paul George supposedly became available, I feel like Griffin said, hey, this is an opportunity we have here. And I wonder if Dan Gilbert, the reason that I wouldn't go with your thought, Jeff, and I would go with mine, is the reason that I think Gilbert says, I'm not going to trade for George with Love and then in the summer of 18 potentially have, definitely have no Love, almost certainly have no George, and probably have no LeBron. That was my feeling there.
And that makes sense too, Dennis. You know, there are different scenarios in play here. No one's quite sure what the real one is. All I know is, tell me this, should Dan have given Griff whatever he wanted? Did Griff deserve carte blanche? Because apparently, from all reports, Dan did offer Griff a deal, and David decided not to take it.
Yeah, I'm one of those who thinks that Griffin should have been paid, you know, handsomely to stay. Now, outrageously handsomely, I guess not, but I don't know exactly what David Griffin, quote-unquote, demanded. But it just doesn't feel right to me that the general manager of a team that went to back-to-back-to-back finals is no longer with the franchise. It's just a strange dynamic, strange development. And the other thing about Griffin, not only would I want him to stay based on what he had done to that point, but if there's anybody that I want locked up for the future to guide the franchise through the post-LeBron era, it would be David Griffin, if and when that, you know, era occurs. I mean, just in case LeBron is to leave sometime soon, I want Griffin in charge of reshaping the roster. And so I'm still confused as to why Griffin's not with this franchise.
You know what?
And by the way, I know Dan Gilbert is pursuing his replacement, but hey, Dan, don't you owe us some explanation here? Don't you owe us a presser instead of just a couple lines on company letterhead?
All right, so what do you need from that? Let me just say, D-Man, you're sitting in the first row. What's the question you're asking? Why did you fire Griff?
Why is David Griff
he didn't
no
fire
longer
Griff.
The general
I'm sorry.
Manager of
why
the
is he
franchise?
No longer? Yeah.
And why did it go down on Monday, June 19th, when his contract was up on the 30th? You know, why then? So it would be the question and then the follow-up. But let's end the speculation as to why and be honest about it. What happened and why?
Let me ask you this one. And I think you said there's got to be more to it than money. I would think that's absolutely true, because have you ever known Dan Gilbert not to spend money? Have we ever, you don't want to flush money down the commode. Have you ever known Dan to come up short when it came to paying for something? I never have.
Well, yeah,
this is the first time I've heard that. You're right.
Okay,
so people want to call Gilbert cheap on that. I've never heard that before.
Ever.
On anything.
And again, this is why I think it was a philosophical breaking point, is that, okay, you're not going to tell me, are you going to tell me that a month ago, right after the finals, okay, Dan Gilbert and Griffin, get together, and Griff's like, hey, you know, you didn't extend me after last year. What are we looking at? Okay. Well, I disagree with how much money you want. All right. You mean to tell me that that's going to change between the end of the finals and June 30th? That all of a sudden Dan Gilbert is going to pay what David Griffin wants? You would have thought that they would know, or Griffin would know right then and there, hey, he's not going to pay me, and there will be some jobs available in this offseason, so I better get out now. Why would he stick around? Why wouldn't he just resign and say, okay, I'm now resigning because Dan Gilbert – the idea that Gilbert was going to change his mind between the end of the NBA Finals and June 30th, it doesn't make any sense to me. So that's why when those jobs came up, the presumed jobs in, what, Orlando and Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, why would Griffin stick around at that point? Is he led to believe that somehow Gilbert was going to change his mind on the cash, on the compensation? I don't think so.
Well, unless you thought that he thought he might be worth more if they won back-to-back titles. I mean, that might put him in that setting. To me, though, D-Man, I think what you said earlier, to me, I think it's I know everyone keeps saying money, but, man, there has to be some kind of philosophical difference in the way this team was moving forward. Yeah, D-Man, I think you're right. I can't see any other way for this thing to be. Because otherwise they could have figured out the other stuff.
And let me say, I'm sure that money was part of it, but my feeling was that they were going to eventually figure it out, even if it was the last hour heading into June 30th, you know, right up to the deadline. They were going to figure out a way to and Griffin was going to stay, let's say, for another year. But I think that when the Paul George stuff happened, when all of a sudden he became available, it's my belief that Griffin wanted him in simpatico with LeBron's thought process. And Griffin's like, no, I'm not going to go down that road because this team should be good enough to compete, and I'm not going to be left with the shell of a team potentially in 12 months.
Dennis, a pleasure as always. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, D-Man.
Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.